If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Finally tired of doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results? Well, this show is going to help you change your life for the better. Strap on your seatbelt and navigate this roller coaster we call life with human potential expert and best-selling author, Dr. Verna Price. Each week, Dr. Verna blesses you with her virtues to live your best life so you can be the best you that you can be.
Welcome back to Dr. Verna's Virtues. For those of you who are brand new, welcome. So glad that you joined me. My name is Dr. Verna Cornelia Price, and I'm so glad you came. Listen in, subscribe, tell your neighbors and friends to do the same. And for those of you who are regulars, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening in. I hear just little bits by little bits how many different people listen to this podcast, and I'm so thankful. And if you do listen, please subscribe, and please also leave a note and tell a friend, okay? All right, so a couple of weeks ago, probably like more like a month ago, almost a month ago, I started a series called Get Your Child to College. Okay, so today I just want to do a part two to that, and I'm going to call this See Your Child All the Way Through. Let me say it again. See Your Child All the Way Through. But before we start, let's go ahead and do a quick birthright. When I was born valuable, I was born important, I was born lovable, and I was born extremely powerful. That's a critical message for your young people. Our young people today, when I say young people, if your child is in school, is it kindergarten through 12th grade, and then if your child is in college, I'm talking to my young people, right? So if your child is anywhere in the educational system, they are having to deal with a lot of stuff. And the one thing that's always under attack is your birthright, always. There is always someone or something trying to convince your child that they're not good enough, that they're not valuable, that they're not important, that they're not lovable, that they're not powerful. The forces built into our society is constantly telling our children that they are not good enough and that they have to be something else. They have to be this and they have to be that to be who they are. And the reality is that your child was born valuable, they were born important, they were born lovable, and they were born powerful. And as parents, we get to. I don't say have to, we get to. Because you know what? Some of us simply have not been taught how to do this ourselves. And so when you don't know how to treat yourself like you're valuable, like you're important, like you're lovable, like you're powerful, it's very difficult to treat your children the same way. So we get to, as parents, teach our children and raise our children up in their birthright so that our children know that if nobody else thinks that they're valuable, you know that they're valuable. If no one else treats them like they're important, you treat them like they're important. If no one else loves your children, you love your children. And if no one else knows the power that your children have, you know that power and you help your children exercise that power. So in this series, I'm talking about seeing your child all the way through. Now, I'm speaking specifically to parents with juniors and seniors in high school. If you have a junior or senior in high school, it is time, first and foremost, we make the assumption in our educational system that as children get older, that they need the parents less. That's wrong. It is an untruth. And do not give into that. Let me tell you, as your children age, particularly in high school and into college, they need you more than ever before. Why? They have more difficult things to deal with. They have bigger dilemmas. They have bigger decisions to make. And they need you close so that you can help them and be them as advisors, as counselors, as parents to help them. Now, you notice I didn't say friends, okay? You are not a friend to your child. Listen to me very carefully. your junior and your senior, they do not need you as their friend. They need you as their parent. Because with friends, you can negotiate things, right? With friends, you know, you have this whole other expectation. No, as parents, it is important to have that clear line that you are a parent and that you do get to say things, you do get to expect things, and you do get to tell them what to do and tell them what to do. Why? Because they don't know what to do. They may think they know what to do. The truth is that they really don't. Why? Because they haven't lived that long, and you have, and you know some things. Now, I'm not saying that you're like forever like throwing your thoughts and ideas down to your children. No, you're living them out. You're living them out. You're treating them like they're valuable, important, lovable, and powerful people. At the same time, you are maintaining that line of expectation that, you know what? I'm going to see you all the way through. So if your child is in a junior and senior in high school, there are some things to see them all the way through that you must do as parents. First and foremost, see who their friends are. Key. See who they're hanging around with. Key. Know the parents of who they're hanging around with. Key. Do not let them sleep over at people's houses. Key. That is critical. They come home at night. Because if you start letting your kids just go over to whoever, one day they're not going to come home. Why? Why should they? When you just let them go anywhere, anytime. Absolutely not. They come home. They come home. Okay? Know who their friends are. Secondly, know what classes they're taking in school. Be on that parent portal. See what the classes are doing. See how they're doing. Third, know their teachers. Go up to that school. Go look eye to eye to their teachers. You tell those teachers who your children are. Don't you let the teacher tell you who your child is. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't get to tell me who my child is, but I get to teach you as a teacher who my child is and how to treat my child and how to treat them like they're valuable, important, lovable, and powerful. That's what we get to do as parents. So know who your child is. Go up to that school. Go to the parent conferences. Go check on them. Go see how they're doing. Four, help your child with their homework. And you think, well, helping homework is like in third grade. No, it's not. The older they get, the harder the classes get. So they may need your help. Maybe they just need you just to sit with them. I'll give you an example. My daughter had a e-mentoring session to do with someone who's in engineering because she was in engineering class. And she didn't know what to talk. She didn't know what to say. And she simply said, Mom, will you just come and sit with me as I start this conversation? I said, absolutely. And I literally just gave her like one question to ask the person. And then I just sat there and did nothing else but just sat and listened. And when I knew that she was well on her way with the conversation, and she gave me a look like, I'm good, Mom. I'm good now. Then I left the room so she could finish her conversation with her e-science STEM mentor, right? But she needed me to be there. Your children need you. Let me say it again. Your children need you. I don't care how they pretend to be all grown and all this, and I got this, and I got that. They don't. They don't. They are insecure. Listen to me carefully. Why? Because their prefrontal cortex, the part of their brain, is still developing. This is the part of the brain that makes decisions, that helps them to figure out what their values are, help them to make good decisions, help them to know what's ethical, what's moral. It's right there, the prefrontal cortex. That prefrontal cortex in their brain is still soft. In other words, it's still developing. In other words, they're still like, one day they're this way, next way they're this way, so forth and so on. They're confused a lot of times. Your prefrontal cortex parent is already developed. So you become a surrogate prefrontal cortex for your teenagers to help them figure this thing out. So they don't, mind you, if you don't help them figure out, they're going to find somebody. And that somebody is usually another teenager, and they don't know what they're doing either. So be there for your child. Next thing, begin to help your child see the future by preparing them for college. Why do I say college? Because it's necessary. I don't care what the conversations are about college these days. The truth of the matter is that your child needs to go to college for many different reasons. One of them is just to open up their eyes and their ears. Two is discipline. Three is learn something. And four is make new connections. And five is get a credential. Get a credential. Right? Start preparing your child for college. Start taking them to a college. Start letting them see a college. Start helping them be around people who have been in college. Start getting them prepared. Start looking at different colleges online. Now you start working on the FAFSA. Get your financial aid stuff together. When you're a junior, start working on scholarship letters. Start looking at your grades. Let me tell you, if your child don't have at least a 2.5 GPA, it is very, very tough to get a scholarship without a 2.5 GPA. 2.5. If you don't know what that is, figure it out. Go in the dictionary, go on Google, figure out what your GPA, and go in your student portal and figure out what your child's GPA is. It should be at least a 2.5. Because with at least a 2.5, they can qualify for just about any scholarship. Of course, let me give you a tip. The higher the GPA, the more the money your students will get from scholarships. And say it again, the higher the GPA, the more money that they are going to get from scholarships. Why do you want scholarships? The more scholarships, the more grants that you get, the less dollars you have to depend on for financial aid, the less dollars you'll have to pay back for loans. So what you're doing now is getting them prepared for colleges, for scholarships. And then now, if you're in 12th grade right now, seeing you all the way through, if you're in 12th grade right now, your child should have done the FAFSA. They should have submitted at least three college applications. They should have a letter of reference prepared that they can send with their college scholarship letters. And they should have visited at least two colleges, and their grades should be intact. Let me say it again. Their grades. Don't start planning for a prom if your child is not going to graduate. Don't go spend $300 on a prom dress when your little Miss Ma'am is failing in school. Foolishness, that's what that is. You make sure she has good grades. If she never goes to prom, you make sure she has good grades. She graduates from high school, she goes to college. I have to go. Because I have to go to a wedding to one of our participants who's getting married today. So I have to get offline, but I just want to have the conversation. We'll come back to it. And if you have questions, send me questions through the website, right? SheLiedToMakesMeLaugh.com. Go to my Dr. Verna's Virtues. Send me a question. Send me a note. Or go to my website, DrVernaPrice.com. Send me a message. Also, one other thing is that I have master classes every so often, okay? Look up my website. Look, if you're not on my database, you know, send me a note. Get on the database. Check into the master class. Find, you know, learn some more. There's a lot more that I can offer you besides our 10-minute conversations here on this podcast. So be sure to check in, get that stuff, drvernaprice.com and or drverna.club. All right. So it's good to have you today. Do come back again next week. Bring some friends with you. And let's finish the birthright. When I was born valuable. I was born important. I was born lovable, and I was born extremely powerful, and no one and nothing can ever change that. All right. Thanks so much for joining me today for Dr. Verna's Virtues. We'll see you later. Bye.
Get caught up on previous episodes of Dr. Verna's Virtues at ShelettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
My grandmother was very often the only black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real. And it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
What should you do if you have COVID-19 symptoms like fever, congestion, or sore throat, body aches, or an upset stomach? Take a self-test as soon as you can. A positive test detects evidence of the virus that causes COVID-19. Guidelines say that those who test positive should stay home and isolate for at least 5 full days. During this time, wear a high-quality mask, wash hands often, and avoid contact with other folks in your household. If possible, stay in a separate room and use a separate bathroom. Inform anyone you were in recent close contact with about your positive test result. If you are at high risk for severe illness, contact your healthcare provider about treatment options that might lessen the serious impact of COVID-19. If you test negative, repeat the test in 48 hours to confirm the result. If your symptoms or fever persist, you're advised to stay home until your symptoms are better and at least 24 hours passes with no fever. And remember, you can always get in touch with your healthcare provider if you have concerns about your symptoms.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.